I think most of them only missed a day or two of school and then came back. I think part of that is that, you know, coming back to school gives them that stability and that normalcy that's lacking elsewhere in their lives right now, and their parents are happy to have them in school where they know it's a good, safe, secure environment for their students while they're doing all the work that they need to do to get things back together.
Any fear with the students whose families have been hit, or even with other students?
I think, first of all, when you have a disaster of this magnitude, people are in shock, and that includes the kids. And just trying to get their heads around it and understand what really happened and, you know, what are the implications of this for them in their lives. And so we expect to see that as time goes on, that students will have moments when it's harder for them, or they will evolve into a different phase. Maybe they're, you know, out of shock, and then maybe they get angry about it, or maybe they're upset about it. So we just have to be ready and have people on hand to help the students to process through these feelings.
What role have school counselors or school psychologists played? Do you have a specific school counselor assigned to the school?
We sure do. We have a school counselor named Lori McQuarrie, and she's done an incredible job. In fact, she was out here the day after the tornado getting the building ready for the kids because she didn't want them coming back to the same environment they left. So she had some teachers help her, and they created these big paper rainbows that they put all over the school. She also had music playing for them when they came to school on Monday, in addition to having the crisis team here at school to talk to the kids. And she's just spent a lot of time touching base and working with those students who have been most directly impacted.
Did anything in particular come out of the crisis counseling?
I think for adults, we have seen over our lifetimes different things and disasters that have happened. And so we understand that things will get better. But for little children, for them, things seem so final. So what we've tried to do to impress upon them is that there are lots of people helping. There are lots of people that care about them and that things are going to get better. We can already see the progress that's being made, and things are being cleared up, and some things are being getting ready to be rebuilt. And I think that's that gives those children hope to know that it's not always going to be like this.
For families who have lost everything or families who have been affected by the storms, what else do they need?
Pioneer Baptist Church has been the center for volunteer efforts. So I know that they will still continue to need help on the weekends working at clearing. And it's going to take a long time to clean up all the debris from the storm. And additionally, the things that people are needing that lost everything, they just have changing needs. They may need groceries one week. They may need help with gas. So our Family Resource Center here at school is accepting donations of gift cards or monetary donations so that we can use those to target the families who need it most and to meet their needs with what they truly need at that point in time.
Christy Jeffords, principal of Pioneer Elementary, thank you so much for being with us today on WNKU.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.